With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Declaring his country unstoppable, China's Xi Jinping has presided over a massive military parade in Beijing. At his side, Russia's Vladimir Putin and North Korea's reclusive dictator.
Kim Jong-un was put front and center of this morning's events, walking through Tiananmen Square alongside President Xi and President Putin. The three of them sat together, talking during the parade. It is striking to see the North Korean leader, who's long been isolated and even poked fun at, be elevated alongside these two powerful world players. Mr. Xi has brought him out of isolation, sending a clear message to the West, particularly the United States, that North Korea and Russia stand with China.
The BBC's Jean McKenzie. President Trump says it's clear that Xi, Putin, and Kim Jong-un are conspiring against the U.S. 8 people killed, 50 wounded in Labor Day weekend shootings in Chicago, and still the city's mayor and Illinois' governor insist they do not need or want federal help in fighting crime. But that is not deterring President Trump, who says he will do his duty.
We're going in. I didn't say when. We're going in.
The president will be taking action over the objections of state and local officials in both Chicago and Baltimore.
We're going to do it anyway. We have the right to do it, because I have an obligation to protect this country.
Donald Trump has already sent National Guard troops into Washington and federalized the police force here in the nation's capital, where he has legal authority. Greg Clugston, Washington.
California's historic gold rush town of Chinese Camp is under siege from wildfires that have charred thousands of acres, destroyed homes, and forced people to flee. Fires are burning across several counties in the Central Valley of California. This is SRN News. A vaccination bill has been introduced in Congress.
The legislation would bar federal funding to any school system in the country that refuses to grant religious exemptions to vaccination requirements. Republican Congressman Greg Stube of Florida introduced the measure, saying, quote, "No student or their family should ever be coerced into sacrificing their faith or jumping through loopholes to comply with a vaccine requirement." The GRACE Act reaffirms our country's commitment to protecting religious freedom. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration is seeking United Nations authorization for a gang suppression force to help tackle violence in Haiti. That country has seen escalating violence, with gangs controlling almost or most of the capital now. Kidnappings are common, and Christian missionaries are a particular target. In 2021, a gang abducted 17 missionaries, including 5 children, from a U.S.-based organization in a community east of the capital. This is SRN News. Google gets a mixed decision in court.
A federal judge's ruling will require a shakeup of Google's search engine, but stopped short of ordering the sale of Chrome in a government antitrust case. The decision orders Google to give rivals access to some of its search engine secrets, including data stockpiled to create search results. Google fiercely opposed this resolution. The ruling is anticipated to cause ripple effects across an industry where there's little legal precedent to govern its frontiers. Google has vowed to appeal this decision and to continue fighting a separate DOJ litigation. George Williams, Washington.
President Trump says U.S. Space Command will be relocated to Alabama from Colorado. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 113 points, while the NASDAQ is 253 points higher, and the S&P is up 33 points. More details at srnnews.com.